3 minutes to nine on breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now. James, a lot of the newspaper headlines looking at the government's media reforms, but how are the numbers going for the government?
Well, we'll look at the numbers, and certainly you're right to say, especially the News Limited papers looking at this, and the Adelaide Advertiser calls it a high-stakes free speech fight. In the West Australian, fight for freedom. The Daily Telegraph, simply one word in the headline, freedom, and a picture of each of the crossbenches across the front page. These seven MPs will decide your right to know. What will they decide? Well, the government's self-imposed deadline is today for passing the bills through the House. The government has only the assured support of the Green, Adam Bandt. This is independent Tony Windsor and his assessment of the numbers.
Well, I've spoken to most of the crossbenchers. My reading of the landscape is that if it is a take it or leave it option, it'll be left. If the government's prepared to split some of it off, they'll probably get support for bits of it, but not the whole.
Tony Windsor, his colleague on the crossbench, independent Rob Oakeshott, has told the ABC and the Prime Minister he'll vote against all six bills, and this is why.
In a nutshell, weak policy and poor process.
That's the independent member for Line. If the bills are defeated, it means hopefully, it doesn't mean we'll stop getting the hilarious double-page spread in the Daily Telegraph. It's a satirical look, Fran, at what the news would look like if the laws did pass. Article is written by Information Officer Number 1. Is this the sort of coverage more Senator Conroy's liking as they ask the question? It's quite funny. Have a look.
I'm sure he'd love it. Thanks very much, James.